This is Audible.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, The Old Republic, Fatal Alliance, by Sean Williams. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Prologue, Wild Space. The light star cruiser looked deceptively insignificant against the backdrop of the galaxy. To the keen eye of a pirate, however, it displayed several desirable qualities. No Imperial or Republic markings, only moderate weaponry and shielding, a crew compartment barely large enough to hold a dozen people, no escort or accompanying vessels.
"It's your choice, Captain,"
hissed a guttural voice into Jet Nebula's ear.
"But don't take too long about it. Our friend here isn't going to sit still forever."
The smuggler, calling himself Jet Nebula, enjoyed keeping his first mate on tenterhooks. He harbored no ill feelings about the mutiny in and of itself. The moment the Auriga Fire stumbled across something really valuable, a takeover attempt had been inevitable. He had hired Shinko knowing exactly that, and lost barely a minute's sleep since. Dealing with scum was part of the job. He didn't like needless violence, though. The snub nose of a blaster digging into Jet's side was pure overkill.
"Well?"
Shinko prompted him in Rhodese as he pretended to dither.
"Keep your shirt on," Jet said in mock protest. "We only interdicted them a minute ago. It's way too soon to plot another jump."
"Just don't take any chances,"
Shinko said, emphasizing his point with another jab of the blaster.
"And be glad we don't want your ship as well."
Something heavy creaked to Jet's right. The boxy shape of Clunker swayed into view, dented and dusty, photoreceptors glowing bright. Jet shook his head minutely, and the droid backed out of sight again.
"Don't make me ask twice," Shinko said.
"All right, then."
Jet took the captain's seat and punched the comm active.
"Since you put it so nicely, let's see who these guys are before we steal the hide off their backs."
The Star Cruiser's running lights blinked and flickered against the black. Its systems were still settling after their sudden wrench from hyperspace, but Jet felt sure the comm was working by now. All ears aboard would be straining to hear what the rugged ship hanging off their bows had to say. He resorted to short, simple phrases that had served him well enough in the past.
"You nick, my beauty. Stand by for boarding."
"Negative,"
came the immediate reply. Male, brusque, and human, most likely.
"We do not recognize your authority."
That was a new one.
"Who in their right mind would invest any authority in the likes of us?"
"You're a privateer. You work for the Republic."
"Now that simply isn't true. Not anymore, anyway,"
Jet thought.
"We're humble grifters of an independent set, and you happen to have stumbled across our patch. Submit easily, and I'll see that my bloodthirsty first mate doesn't blast you all on sight."